Systems thinking when your executable is a database and your test rig has no name. A blog post titled "Your executable is a SQLite database" advanced a claim more literal than its title suggests. The author argues that modern executables, particularly those embedding metadata, debug information, symbol tables, and configuration, are functionally structured databases, and that using SQLite explicitly as the format would unlock powerful introspection capabilities. Rather than reconstructing relational structure from binary formats not designed for queryability, developers could write standard SQL to answer questions like which functions reference this symbol or what is the provenance of this compiled section. The Hacker News thread, though small at 14 comments, was substantive. The proposal connects to a broader trend. SQLite has become so fast, so embeddable, and so well understood that its cost as a storage layer is nearly zero, while its benefits in tooling and introspection are significant. SQLite is now appearing in browser internals, mobile applications, and server-side contexts that once required PostgreSQL. A related piece by Hamilton Ulmer described building customer-facing analytics dashboards from a single Parquet file served from Cloudflare R2, pushing query execution to the client using DuckDB WASM and eliminating the need for a dedicated analytics backend. For workloads measured in megabytes rather than terabytes and users numbered in dozens rather than millions, the approach is reportedly competitive with running a dedicated analytics instance at a fraction of the infrastructure cost. A definitional essay titled "What is a Harness?" earned nearly 500 points and more than 150 comments, a significant signal for a piece whose subject is essentially a vocabulary problem. The author attempts a precise definition of a test harness, and the difficulty of the exercise is the point. The framing that emerged most clearly in the discussion: a harness is scaffolding that allows a component to run in isolation from its normal dependencies. The term derives from physical harnesses used to test engines outside vehicles. In software, the boundary between the thing being tested and the scaffolding supporting the test is frequently blurry, and that blurriness produces tests that are, in effect, testing the harness rather than the component. A separate story illustrated the power asymmetry between developers and platform operators. A developer's domain was flagged by Google's automated systems as an email provider, triggering restrictions that were reportedly impossible to override through normal support channels. The only effective path to resolution was public visibility on Hacker News or social media, a fragile mechanism for what is, at bottom, a technical support problem.